Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to State Representative Greg Hartzell about the state budget and the gun rights bill that passed this past week. What are some of the things that you've been working on and really been focused on for this week?
Certainly. Well, thank you, Nathan. Appreciate the opportunity. We just come off of the second funnel deadline. And so what that means is that both the House and the Senate will be cleaning up a lot of policy on their respective calendars, in addition to starting to focus on the budget now. You're right. We only have a short window of time because we're a part-time legislature. So there's a lot of things for us to be getting through that short window. So yes, every week seems to have a new dynamic of busyness. Some things I've been working on is getting a bill through dealing with civil asset forfeiture reform. That's a bill that I hope to be getting off the House floor this week. That came over from the Senate. Not necessarily a perfect bill, nothing usually typically is, but it does enjoy the support of a very fragile coalition from everywhere from the very far left of the political spectrum to the very far right. So it means that there's a lot of consensus over the changes that we're making in our civil asset forfeiture laws, and we can talk about that at a future date. But also now that we have our budget targets set and our target for fiscal year 18 has been agreed upon between the House and the Senate at $7.245 billion, which is about $18 million less than what we spent in fiscal year 17. So that's going to be distributed amongst seven different budgets: the administration and regulation, number one, agricultural and natural resources, number two, economic development, three, education, four, health and human services, five, justice systems, six, and then the standings bill, which is kind of the catch-all for all the different appropriation buckets, is number seven. So while this is spending less than what we had spent previously in fiscal year 17, the caution has been moving forward is what's been happening with the Revenue Estimating Committee. And it's important to note that the last five REC revenue estimates for fiscal year 17 have gone down. So we're very cautious moving forward in this next fiscal year. Now, I just wanted to make mention that this still fully funds the additional $40 million that we already appropriated for K-12 public education. Most areas are going to see a budget reduction. The education obviously is going to see the biggest increase, K-12 education, that is.
Well, that's been a subject of a lot of your forums. Another subject that we've talked about many times is the gun rights bill. Like we've talked about, Stand Your Ground is a provision of that law. I guess my question for that law, in your mind, what was the purpose of changing those laws and then moving forward? What does it do to benefit Iowa and the residents of Iowa?
Certainly, and there's a lot of moving parts in this omnibus bill. There's several, I believe, almost 20 divisions in this bill. So when it's a conglomeration of bills that we've already passed before in the Iowa House with bipartisan support, but have stalled out in the then Democratic-controlled Senate. So that's part of the divisions in there. So and then the other piece, I just want to back up to just procedurally to explain that this is a bill that originated in the House, went to the Senate. The Senate had some changes to it. Of course, we have to either give us an opportunity to change, make any other tweaks to it if we want, or pass it on. We ended up passing the bill this past week that concurring with the Senate changes. One of the important things I think that was a good change that came out of the Senate was dealing with the Stand Your Ground. That's probably the most controversial piece of the Second Amendment omnibus bill. And the part of the Stand Your Ground that I think was very beneficial, in order for a person to invoke the Stand Your Ground, if they're in a situation where they have to use deadly force, they have to notify law enforcement with a reasonable amount of time. You can't just use deadly force and then leave the scene. Or the other thing is, you can't tamper with evidence, or you can't intimidate witnesses either. Any of those factors that are not abided by will pretty much nullify your claim to stand your ground. So it's a good piece to make sure. I know that there was some concern that this might be abused by gangs and so forth. And so that's why I think this was a good piece that the Senate put in there. And of course, there was a new division that dealing with people charged with intimidation with a dangerous weapon. And that just makes sure that someone who is charged with that must see a judge before being released on bond. And the idea was is that, well, if you are being charged with intimidation of a weapon, you kind of need a cooling off period. So those were some, I think those of the more controversial aspects of the Second Amendment bill, I think that was some really good changes and hopefully will alleviate some of the concerns that people had about it.
One of my questions, I guess, to follow up with that then would be, you said in there it has to be within a reasonable amount of time. Does the state specify how long that exactly is?
I think, you know, for instance, let's say you have maybe a young woman who had to use deadly force in a situation. She might call her husband or her boyfriend to say, oh my goodness, this is what I, and you know, or call a relative to say, I'm panic and don't know what to do. It allows for maybe that relative, that boyfriend, that husband or whatever to call law enforcement to where you yourself have got a hold of law enforcement or caused someone else to get in contact with law enforcement. But as long as you're not fleeing the scene, as long as you're not tampering with evidence, as long as you're not intimidating witnesses to portray a certain perspective to law enforcement, that's the only time that you can use the stand your ground defense.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash. Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.